Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. The Eurovision Song Contest, it's another week closer. What's been happening in those last 7 days? Let's find out with the news. Yes, Ewan Spence here, as always, from www.escinsight.com, bringing you a roundup of all the things that have been going on for the Eurovision Song Contest. Put simply, 43 performers, bands, singers, all the backing dancers, all the musicians, all of that, are all squirreled away in little boxes, practicing their little hearts out, sorting out their dance moves, going over the lyrics once again, and in the case of Blue in the United Kingdom, making sure that Lee doesn't say anything stupid in public. But things are happening. Things are going forward. Semi-finals, of course, on 10th and 12th of May, and the final on the 14th. Other stuff has been going on. Let's go through those just now in our weekly news bulletin from the Eurovision Insight podcast. Really big news. They've started building the stage. I mean, it's a huge thing. It's got to accommodate all these acts, different stage performances, plus a halftime show and everything. Construction has begun. Now, in previous years, there's been a construction dire. We've not seen any sign of it yet. So there are mutterings that we aren't getting that this year, which would be a little bit of a shame. But it also means that when we see that stage, it is going to be such a surprise when we all walk in for those first rehearsals, get the pictures and see just what we've got lined up in the Esprit Arena at Dusseldorf. The music, of course, is already known. It'll be closed off at the end of March for all the national final deadlines, and the official double CD is now available. All those remixes have been rushed out. There are still other tweaks going on, so these won't be the final versions in all cases, and of course the performers have to sing live, the backing singers all have to sing live on the night as well. But you can head back to our website, escinsight.com. You'll find a link through to Amazon where you'll be able to buy this year's double CD as well. Things like the DVD are also available for pre-order from the Eurovision.tv shop. The rehearsal schedule is also out. There's a nicely civilized start. I don't think any day starts any earlier than 10 a.m. at the Dusseldorf Arena. That gives everybody plenty of time to get up, have breakfast, record a 30-minute daily chat show for the podcast. Hello. Get yourselves onto the underground system and get yourselves up to the arena in time to see everybody having the 30 minutes on stage to find out just how things are going on, whether they can improve, sort out the camera angles, get the performances, see how their voice sounds, and of course, not use too much of the voice because you don't want to damage it before those live shows. Right then, this Saturday is the Eurovision in Concert. It's pretty much the big tentpole event leading up to the contest this year, taking place in Amsterdam. Tickets are still available, and just over half of this year's contestants have confirmed that they will be popping in, doing an appearance, and more than likely singing their song for this year. The London Eurovision Party has also been announced by the team over at ESC today. It's going to be happening at 17th of April, Central London. Doors open at 5 p.m. with the fun starting at 7:30. LondonEurovision.com for full details on that and how to get your tickets. In terms of song news, bundles of edits and tweaked songs are coming out now, as mentioned. Our highlights include Russia, you've tweaked the song but also tweaking the artist's names. Alexei Vobrejov is now going by Alex Sparrow. Nice, good superhero sidekick name there. Poland have released an English version of Yes Dem, although they are still going to be singing Yes Dem in Polish come the final. Norway have reworked Habba Habba. Estelle's got a reworked opening and key change. The song's going up a little bit higher. Slovenia is now definitely going with an English version of Vanilla called No One from Majakoik. And of course, keep all of this in mind. Just because they've reworked these doesn't necessarily mean they're changing them on stage. They still have to go live. It's still down to the performer in those 3 minutes. All that auto-tuning, all that sound engineering and careful mixing and levels and retakes that you do have for these studio versions, they don't have that on stage. It's one shot on 125 million TV viewers. Simple as that. Following on from last week, Jukebox Jury, do hope you've all been listening, noticing the comments are flying through. If you can, they're here every Friday. You can leave comments back on the website or at facebook.com/ESC Insight or through our Twitter account. It's all twitter.com/ESC Insight. One of the ones that struck out really well was Vlatko Ilezovic and Ruskina for the FYROM, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. And I mentioned there in my working that the English version, that was the one I liked. You know, it would be nice to have a bit of English in there. And he's actually recorded it in English and Russian and Serbo, Croat and Macedonian. It'll be Macedonian in the final, but I thought, let's dig out the English version if anybody else hasn't heard it yet, because it is a lovely little piece. It really does show the song and the story of the song and the wonderful construction we have on this number. Let's take that one for this week's song. Pat Kolesovic, Russian Girl. Russian Girl there, the English version of this year's song from the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, sung there by Vatko Lezviki. And yeah, I kind of get the surname wrong. You'll give me the phonetic pronunciation. The phonetic pronunciation. Oh, look, I'm just stockpiling all of this stockpiling this week because it is going to be absolutely manic once May starts. As I said, we are going to be bringing the broadcast to you hopefully every single day. We're going to have a mix of interviews. We're going to have a mix of news. We're going to have the Jukebox Jury judges actually up there as panelists talking about the issues over the last 24 hours. All of the rehearsals to cover. All of the action outside of the Esprit Arena as well. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Do stay listening to that. What do we got coming up in the near future? Well, Jukebox Jury continues this Friday. We go Celtic, for want of a better word. And the Irish Staedtler and Waldorf are going to be in the studios passing their thoughts on six of this year's songs, who will be attempting to win the title of the Eurovision Song Contest winner for 2011. Just passed in the website, if you missed it yesterday, an article about Eurovision Song Contest, how it simply, I mean, I entitled it Everybody Wins at Eurovision. Somebody thought that Danielle Parter had actually come up and went, yay! But no, it's more deeper about the contest. It's really touched the nerve. So if you get a chance, head back to the website and have a listen to that. And we just carry on from here. We're working on our big insight guide to the 2011 contest as well. That should be available in the next week or two. Tons going on. Do keep in the loop for all of it through the website, through Facebook, through Twitter, and all of that. I shall be back, as I said, on Friday with the Celtic Dangerous Twosome on Jukebox Jury. Back here next week for the news, which will probably still be people are locked in a box, but hopefully we'll have some stuff and some feedback from the gigs in Amsterdam and Eurovision in Concert as well. But for now, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I'm going to lean over here, and there's a little tiny button marked Electric Guitars.